all this garbage about do or die, or about more about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything, because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship, you got to become a champion. You got to be a champion. You got to do the things that champions do. And then you go in there and fight and let the chips fly and see if you can win it. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our guys have been doing that at a championship level. We haven't won the championship yet. Okay. Is that going to be in our future? Who knows? No one knows the future. No one's given. We're not given to know the future. Read your Bible.
Well, here are two guys that, Bone's still in Greece, two guys that have never accomplished anything, because we believe in Super Bowl or bust, but that was Harps. Harps does not like the term Super Bowl or bust. I think he's hyper-focused on the word bust. Alas, we're here, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations, we made it. Week one is this weekend, and it's a rematch of the playoff game last year and a rematch of a game that happened earlier in the year as well. Ravens split with the Bills a year ago, but the Bills won the more important game, and they won that game in Buffalo. And so what are we thinking about this game Sunday, and could it possibly be an AFC Championship game preview?
I think it most certainly can be an AFC Championship game preview. It nearly was that last year. Obviously, they met a week before the championship game, but a win or two here or there, a tiebreaker here or there, and these teams could have been playing for the right to go to the Super Bowl. Both have an inability so far to get past the Kansas City Chiefs when it matters most. We'll table some of that Chiefs discussion for, what, about 5 weeks from now?
Yes.
When they become front burner material. I think one of these teams, the Bills or Ravens, break through this year and go to a Super Bowl. I do believe, and I'll put Denver's not quite breakthrough. I think Denver, Buffalo, and Baltimore could knock off Kansas City in a playoff game and be the last team standing in the AFC. And obviously the history with McDermott and Harbs and Andy Reid is a little different than Sean Payton's in Denver, because he just got there 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. These guys have been trying to break through since Foxborough moved to Arrowhead.
Yes. And remember, Jason, that sort those blended. Remember, Brady went to Arrowhead. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It was a baton passing, literally in real time, as crazy as that is. So we know how difficult it is to break through in this conference. I do think one of these teams can. I do think that this game and the results of it could, you know, can and will resonate all year in terms of tiebreakers. And it could be the difference between getting that one bye that we have now and not. My gut feeling, and we'll go and review these games in more depth in the next segment. My gut feeling, having spent the weekend thinking about this, is that this one more closely resembles the regular season meeting in Baltimore in prime time than it did the postseason meeting in Buffalo in the playoffs, in the snow. I think the Ravens have the ability to go up there and dictate, physically dictate the scoreboard early and get this to be a football game where Buffalo's got to play catch up to them. Unlike what we saw in the playoff game where, you know, Derrick Henry didn't immediately get uncorked and the Ravens found themselves playing from behind early on because they made mistakes. They were their own worst enemy.
Yes.
In a way, GG, that tends to happen in January, but doesn't happen nearly as much in September, October, November, December.
Yeah. I'm with you, and we'll get to we have the whole week to talk about this, but yeah, as the easy way to put it is the team that can, the Ravens' worst enemy is the Ravens. They self-inflicted mistakes, turnovers, drops, etc. But if you remember the second half of that Buffalo game, they did just about whatever they wanted on offense when they weren't turning the ball over, and They whipped that tail when they played him here early in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a blowout from start until the Ravens started pulling their starters late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter of the first meeting. The first half, again, we can talk about bad snaps. We can talk about drops. We can talk about fumbles, trying to overextend things. Digging a hole, which is a playoff motif for the Ravens.
Mm, they like
and
it.
Then, you know, damn near coming out of it. That's basically what took place. And as much as they dominated and dictated the second half, they still came up one or two plays, one or two mistakes in the hole. They couldn't overcome. This is going to be a raucous environment. We know that. This is something of, I think it's become a rivalry, and maybe we can thank our buddy, Dr. Jerry.
City of Losers.
For putting it over the top.
Yes.
It is the last home opener in what was for most of my life called Rich Stadium. Then I think it was
Highmark now.
Then it was Highmark or New
Ralph
Era.
Ralph Wilson for
new
a minute.
Era, Ralph Wilson, yeah. It's had some names, and they'll be in a new one next year. But this also feels to me, especially in the regular season, like the kind of scenario that the Ravens go into, and they turn that place over a little bit.
Yeah, I will say
they
this.
Flip the script.
Yeah, and we'll find out tomorrow. They practiced yesterday. No Jair Alexander on the field yesterday. Harps did say a week ago he expected him on the field on Wednesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday, Jason.
Yeah.
No, likely we expected that. And no, I think no Ricard as well, who hadn't been on the field in a while.
Yeah. That one's starting to get my attention a little bit because I do think going super jumbo is something that worked really well for the Ravens quite a bit last season and I think could really work against Buffalo. And the Jair Alexander situation, I told you guys last week I was far from convinced that he's going to play in this game. He's missed a lot of time. He hasn't been here that long. It's not like he even like made it through 2 weeks of practice. It was less than that. Two practices is not much to get somebody ramped up to face a Bills offense that was hanging 30-plus points on everybody last year. And if you're really playing the long game with him and you've been so cautious to this point, I don't know. Color me skeptical that he plays in this game.
To your point, and you know I always have trouble with the calendar, Jason. Today's September 2nd, correct?
Yes.
He hasn't practiced since August 9th.
Yeah, that's... And again, camp opened like for veterans like July the 25th or something. And the first 3 days, they don't do anything. It's glorified calisthenics. So, I mean, what did we talk? I mean, we talked about him the first two or three days of camp that they were in pads. And he was one of the guys who was standing out.
Yes.
And he was showing up on the podium no matter who was talking. Yeah. And he looked like a potential glue
doing
guy.
The sword thing.
And then that's it. Calendar turned to August. Haven't seen much of him.
The only time I've seen him, really, he was at Louisville this weekend. I guess he was like the quote-unquote star of the game. I don't know if they bang a drum or ring a bell or something, but he was at Louisville for the game this weekend. So that's the first Jair Alexander sighting I've seen in a minute.
Yeah, I think they're starting to run out of time here.
Yeah, I don't know how getting him 2 days of practice and a walkthrough when he hadn't practiced in 3 weeks is going to get him ready for a game. But alas, we will have a lot of time to discuss this. Hope you guys enjoyed your holiday weekend. We have a very busy Tuesday show.
Remember, we've got a busy week.
Yeah, we do have a very busy week. And Bone will be back on Monday. Actually, Bone will be back on Sunday for Baltimore Game Day on Central Pregame.
If he makes his flight back from Greece. He's traveling with a lot of people, which works in his favor.
Yes.
But he is still the Bone.
Yeah, he always... We'll always have that Atlanta airport story, which he continues to think is Atlanta's fault, not his.
Yeah. So we'll see.
It's a busy airport. Very busy, though. John Breach, CBS Sports, Bengals superfan, joins us at 2:30. What's he think of the Bengals in the AFC North this year? Mike Bordick. He is an Oriole Hall of Famer. He's part of our BBT crew. He's doing BBT tonight, I think, with me. So looking forward to that. Me and Bordy, but he joins us at 3. Brooke Pryor covers the Steelers for ESPN. Mike Tomlin met with the media today. What does Brooke think of the Steelers? She'll tell us at 4 o'clock. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Does he think Jair Alexander is going to play on Sunday night? We'll ask him at 4:30.
Yeah, big show. A lot to get to, obviously. We're not going to ignore the Orioles.
No.
Although a couple of those games in San Francisco, we would have been better off ignoring them.
Feeling better about Trevor Rogers? Your Spidey sense was going off after the last season?
Yeah. I mean, getting another 1 earned and 7 out of him.
Yeah.
He's been special. I liked most of what I saw from Bradish last night and just think, that he's in a great spot. Beavers and Big Sam are a lot of fun to watch right now. Jeremiah Jackson is a really cool story.
Won't stop hitting.
And
then there's the rest. Hey, Jackson Holley walked six times this week.
Jackson Holley's getting on base, so that's good. Keegan Aiken continues to do things that none of us would have thought were possible two and a half years ago.
Yeah. Left-handed Matt Albers.
Well, maybe a little better than that.
Maybe
a little better than that.
Right now he is. Coming up next, though, we alluded to it a few minutes ago. Ravens played the Bills twice last season, regular season and the playoffs. We'll look back on those games. Anything we can glean from those games that'll help us as far as Sunday is concerned, we'll tell you next here on The Fan.